Leland Vittert had written us a note telling us Ben Bradley was going to be on with him. And then I found out Ben Bradley wasn't going to be on with him. So I'm like, well, let's get Ben Bradley on this show. How are you, Ben?
Does that make you my consolation prize? I choose you. I choose you.
It was a crazy day yesterday, just trying to keep up with everything that was being said in downtown Chicago in reaction to the president saying maybe he'd send National Guard troops to our city. Where do you stand today on that? Yesterday, I was absolutely convinced they were coming. Today, I think there's a 60% chance they don't come.
I don't think anyone knows. I can tell you there's been no coordination, no conversations between, you know, federal and local officials about, you know, how can we help? What can we do? What role can we carve out for the military? In terms of whether or not President Trump will actually pull the trigger, I can tell you just a few minutes ago, reporters asked him about deploying the National Guard to Chicago, and he said, quote, "I have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the president of the United States."
That is such a Trump line.
Well, but for the record, you know, yeah, he can deploy the National Guard here. And then the Illinois Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, will file a lawsuit and, you know, it'll bounce around the court system. And we'll see. Meanwhile, there does not appear to be a clear sense of what a win looks like, right? What are the metrics? And I heard this asked of the Trump administration for their deployment to D.C. To their credit, you know, they've gone, I think, 12 days without a murder in Washington, D.C. And that is a huge accomplishment. But what happens when the National Guard leaves? What happens? You know, it's kind of like, you know, Chicago can go a few days without a murder when there's a snowstorm, or, you know, if there's a surge in resources. You know, criminals aren't dumb. They do dumb things. But I think, you know, if you were to flood a couple of neighborhoods, you know, with extra law enforcement, be them Chicago police or National Guard or what have you, yeah, criminal activity would probably decline, because I think what the criminals know is they can wait this out. And that's not to say it's not a huge accomplishment in D.C. to go this long without a murder. It's not to say it hasn't been effective. What it is to say is it's not a long-term solution.
And I would venture to guess that murders might not be occurring in D.C. because of the presence of the National Guard. But I would love to know what's happening inside of homes with domestic violence and child abuse. Because the very people that would be out on the streets flashing their guns and committing crimes are now staying inside, like on a cold winter day.
So News Nation asked Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, over the weekend, you know, unlike in D.C., the president can't order Chicago police to cooperate with the military, you know, to man checkpoints like we've seen in D.C., for example. So, you know, what role would the military have here? And Homan's answer was, you know, they're going to back up the ICE agents who he says, you know, don't have enough time in the day to arrest all of the illegal immigrants they'd like to arrest. So does that mean then the military will only go to immigrant communities like Little Village and Pilsen? Or will the Trump administration want to make a big show of force and send them to, you know, patrol around the bean? The reality, the sad reality is that, for example, 80% of murder victims in Chicago are Black. I'm not sure how a military deployment to a largely Hispanic neighborhood for the purpose of an ICE arrest solves a murder problem.
Ben, did you just say the president said he's the president, he can do whatever he wants?
He did, yes.
Okay, well, it's not according to our system of government.
Well, at least not so far, you know, but there is part of me, Stephen Lee said, that I think, you know, gets lost, and that is the president is so good at baiting the Democrats.
Yes.
Right? And this may be just one huge, you know, bait operation here, because there is nothing that the Trump administration would like more than to have Democrats like J.B. Pritzker and Mayor Brandon Johnson, one, be the enemy, and two, stand up and say, you know, crime is a concern, but it's you know, we're doing better. And then there to be some, you know, horrific crime in Chicago that we all know can happen at any moment.
But
right?
I want to get to how the guard troops were deployed in Washington and where. And it was, mm-hmm. has there been clearly a strategy there?
Yeah, so if you Google WGN Investigates, we did a whole story on this yesterday where we looked at the deployment in D.C. through the eyes of Washington residents. And what they will tell you is it has been a largely, I don't want to say symbolic, but it's been a deployment to symbolic locations, right? They're at the National Monuments. They're in some beautiful neighborhoods. We had some interviews with people in Southeast D.C. saying, well, we'd like to see more law enforcement here. We're not seeing it here. And, you know, a lot of the arrests, I think they made 700 arrests, were for misdemeanor cases, right? So, again, I'm not sure you're getting at the root of the problem.
But sort this out for me then, because I have a friend who said his son was road checked in Georgetown.
Yeah.
There's not a big problem, crime problem. So they're going to places maybe to be seen, not to act, and yet the numbers are down. So how do those two things fit together?
Well, I would hazard a guess that if you are the type of person who's thinking about engaging in criminal activity in Washington, D.C., you wait a little while. You know, I mean, look, there is a real effect of militarizing your streets.
The person I didn't see in downtown Chicago yesterday standing with the senators and the governor and the congresspeople and the mayor was Lieutenant of Police Superintendent Larry Snelling. What is his view of what is happening? Has he said anything?
So I haven't talked to him about it. What I can tell you is that the mayor's team has been meeting with, okay, you know, we're not going to get advance notice of a deployment. So if all of a sudden the military shows up here, what are we going to do? And I know those conversations are happening at police headquarters. And in fact, I'm told aldermen are going to be briefed on the plan on Thursday. My guess is, you know, Snelling, one, doesn't enjoy being caught in the middle of a political war. Mm-hmm. And two, I think he understands that there's nothing to be gained from Chicago police having conflict with members of the military on the streets, right? I think my guess is what they'll do is they'll say, look, Chicago police are going to go out and do the job we do every single day in the neighborhoods we do every single day. We are keeping our, you know, the numbers are improving, which tells you what we're doing is working. And, you know, there are federal agents working in the streets on gang and gun task force and drug task force every single day. And, you know, if the feds decide they're going to put, you know, 20 National Guard people as backup for, you know, federal people going out to execute immigration warrants, you know, we can't stop them, but we're also not going to support them unless they get into trouble, right? Like, if a federal agent is under attack in Chicago, even if he's carrying out, you know, an immigrant, like, police, law enforcement is going to back up law enforcement. That's never been the policy in Chicago, is, you know, we're going to leave somebody out to dangle here. It's just to say, you know, if you're going out on an immigration raid, Chicago police are not going to help you carry that out.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll wait. That's,
yeah.
You know,
but I think,
like,
you're
you
right.
Said, we,
50-50
we
shot,
really,
it doesn't happen.
Where are you? What percentage?
50-50.
You're 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay.
You quote me on that. I got a 50% chance of being right.
Take a stand, man. Come on. Take a stand.
Ben Bradley, thanks for being on the show.
All righty.
You will see him on WGN TV tonight.